Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode number 11 of Connecting with Can, a podcast dedicated to sharing Kuwait Aid Network's experiences on working with migrant workers. I'm your host, Caleb Sanders, and on today's podcast, we have Miriam, who is our research director at Can, and we'll be talking about challenges facing migrant workers in Kuwait and mental health. We've discussed mental health several times on this podcast, which is important because of how pivotal of a role it plays in migrant workers' lives. However, we have not gone into detail on what impacts a poor mental health can have on migrant workers. So, Miriam, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Hi, Caleb. Thanks so much for having me. Unfortunately, the livelihoods that migrant workers have makes it very difficult for them to be able to have the basis of a good mental health. And it's quite challenging, when you have to be, especially for people who are from lower economic backgrounds or have low income, for them to be, positive about their outlook or to be able to socialize or spend time away from their jobs. And so, I think a lot of people kind of in Kuwait assume that, migrant workers are living better lives there because it's better than their lives back home, which that, that might be true, that there might be a better quality of life when it comes to, now having better economic status. But I don't doubt that they, still experience difficulties and have lots of challenges that relate to their mental health and living conditions.
Thank you, Miriam. So, what are some of the main difficulties or mental health-related issues that migrant workers do experience?
Mean, we're not, speaking from a point of view that, we're mental health experts, but we have worked with a lot of migrant workers that, actively deal with mental health issues related to anxiety and depression. And it's not really surprising that people, who would struggle economically have these kind of issues, like in anxiety and depression, because, when you're afraid of deportation or losing your job or not having enough money to send back home and not having resources to take care of yourself or your family. And also we have to remember that a lot of migrant workers don't get paid on time, sometimes for months on end. And having that kind of instability makes it really challenging because, sometimes a lot of people who are privileged, will not be paid for a few days and completely freak out because, what are you supposed to do in that situation? And so imagine not being paid for 6 months. How would you feel with that kind of instability? It is very difficult. And a lot of the migrant workers that, we've talked to or worked with, their living conditions are very difficult and they have to, worry about their jobs. They have to worry about, when's the next paycheck coming? And they have to hustle and they have to, really kind of shut off to just focus on the job and getting it done and have, long working hours and not a lot of time for, rest and recreation. And so this would all affect a person's mental health, and especially when it comes to depression, that type of an anxiety when it builds up, it can really affect you and make you despair. And, we've also discussed in previous episodes about the social isolation that migrant workers experience. And so, all of these things have severe impacts on migrant workers' mental health. And I think, it's our role to A, highlight that those kind of issues and, B, offer support when we can, through our initiatives and programs as CAN, through our blogs or our research that talks about these issues that are often, not talked about in society, how much of these mental health issues lead to bigger problems in society. Like, for example, during COVID, there was a high suicide rate among migrant workers in Kuwait. And, that's something that wasn't really talked about a lot, and it's still not talked about a lot. And so I think, being able to kind of have these conversations to highlight these underlying issues is really important. And I think, if you're somebody who is, interacting with migrant workers, or if you, are employing a migrant worker, in Kuwait, I think, this is an opportunity for you to reflect on the kind of decisions that you make when you're hiring them, to give them better wages, to give them better living conditions, and to also be empathetic and sympathetic with their situations. And also, you know, if you are a migrant worker yourself, I think, you know, we'd invite you to be really compassionate with yourself and to ask for help when you need it. And, you know, that may be really difficult if you're depending on your situation. But I think, you know, we want this conversation to be an open one. We want this to be a safe space for people to discuss their issues. And so, you know, we want to be very vocal about our support for migrant workers when it comes to their mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, Mariam. Thank you for your insight and perspective into this conversation, this ongoing conversation. And we hope we spark some ideas for you guys and that you guys can think about this and have some conversations of your own. And thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Connecting with Can. We hope you're having a wonderful day and we'll see you next week. Stay connected.